Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Life Wired podcast, and thank you guys for joining us on this Sunday, April 14th. We're really excited about today's episode because I think it really hits home in just this day and age that we're living in where, you know, we're constantly bombarded by all of these distractions and we're constantly being told online, you know, we see it on social media all the time, you know, we should be, you know, living this lifestyle or we should be, you know, doing that. And even if it's not happening at a conscious level, you know, a lot of times just like, you know, sitting there scrolling, seeing what other people are doing, seeing how other people are living, it can become, you know, a big distraction. It can distract us from maybe what we're already working on, you know, or it can distract us from the things that we're working toward. And so we really wanted to help you guys get clear on, you know, what's really important to you in this week's episode and help guide you in the right direction of your goals and really the life that you ultimately want to be living. But before we begin, this episode is brought to you by Nash Nutrition. The Nash Bar is made with simple and nourishing ingredients, 20 grams of protein, and is naturally sweetened with honey and dates. And what a lot of people don't realize is that most of the so-called healthy protein bars that you find on the market are, in fact, heavily processed with fillers and unnatural ingredients. And we know that if we consume too much processed food too often, it can eventually lead to long-term health issues. So this is why we love the Nash bars. We don't even ever have to think twice about the ingredients, and they truly are the good-for-you protein bar. So make sure you guys head to the show notes after today's episode. The next release of the Nash bars will be this Thursday, April 18th at 6 p.m. So make sure you set your reminders ahead of that 6 p.m. window so you can get yourself a box of bars to try. So on to today's episode. This is episode 126, Avoid Distractions and Find Clarity. And so really, you know, we wanted to frame this episode in a way, you know, that would help you guys, you know, continue focusing on what's really important to you. And I feel like, you know, this is something that's come up at multiple points throughout my own life. And I feel like it's something that started to creep up, you know, really recently. You know, as I've been just navigating entrepreneurship and, you know, owning my own business in the health and fitness space, I feel like, you know, as business owners, and, you know, this is something you guys might hear about a lot on podcasts or listening to books, but like, there's infinite ways you can do things. Like there's infinite ways that truly Chris and I could technically deliver, you know, our health and fitness and our product and our services. And it's very easy to become distracted by all of these different options. It's even easy to get distracted by opportunities. Like people are going to come into our lives, and they have already, you know, and people we already know where, you know, we are presented with different opportunities. We're presented with, you know, things that we can get involved in, things that, you know, might pique our interest or things that, you know, might relate to our expertise. But the thing that, you know, we've kind of had to realize the hard way is like, you get to a certain point in business where, you know, you can't say yes to everything. You can't be the yes man or the yes woman. You have to kind of filter your priorities. You have to understand, you know, what is benefiting my business directly? What is helping me grow as a business owner? What are the things that are ultimately helping us grow in the right direction versus, you know, just getting distracted by something that is otherwise going to take us off course from getting better at the thing or pursuing the thing even more. And, you know, this is something I realized, you know, was kind of starting to happen to me where opportunities were coming into my life and things were being presented to me. But I had to have that deep conviction of the mission I was already on and the things that I was already working on. Because again, kind of going back to what I said in the intro, there's just so many distractions. And I personally believe that, you know, personal development, the practice, the act, you know, of working on bettering ourselves is really what helps us get that clarity. I think that, you know, for some reason, we as humans, we don't just like naturally know who we are. We don't just kind of like know ourselves. Maybe some people out there, you know, have a really good idea of who they are and their interests and their desires and their strengths, their weaknesses and all of these things. But I know for me, at least, like it was definitely something I had to work at. And it's something I have to continue to work at because those distractions can come up. And if I'm not, you know, deeply certain and deeply convicted in who I am, what I'm working on, what I'm working toward, and my interests and my strengths and all those things I just mentioned, you know, it's going to be very easy to get off track and it's going to be very easy to, you know, start to focus elsewhere. And then what I'm already doing is going to become more diluted. And I think that this brings a really important conversation to the table about, you know, going deeper instead of going wider. And this is something that Christina and I always talk about together, you know, kind of one-on-one behind the scenes, especially from a business perspective. And, you know, I've just learned this firsthand where, you know, anytime I'm in that mode and anytime I'm, you know, starting to feel that distraction, it typically is followed by, you know, a quick realignment and going deeper on the things I'm already doing. And every time I've done that, I've gotten a better ROI. You know, I start to build a better relationship with my clients. I start to, you know, the marketing and all of that starts to fall into place naturally. You know, all of these things, you know, start to work in my favor when I go deeper instead of wider. Or, you know, things start kind of just falling into place, you know, when I do go deeper versus going wider. And I think that this really relates to anybody out there, no matter what you're going through, whether it's a job, whether it's your fitness journey, whether, you know, you're, whatever you're pursuing right now, I just encourage you to try to go deeper, you know, focus on better quality, focus on better focus, just focus on being better at the thing instead of trying to do all these different things. And I think that that's something, especially it's so real. You know, as entrepreneurs, you know, you guys have probably seen other people out there where it's like, you know, you do like four different entrepreneurial jobs. It's like, you're the hairstylist, you're the DJ, you're the, you know, trainer. It's like, it's going to be really hard to be excellent at all of those things. So that's something, you know, especially for us as business owners, we realize like for us to be the best at what we do, we have to get the we have to become the best at our specific craft. And if you're someone listening where you're like, well, you know, how do I make personal development a practice, or what even is personal development? And honestly, the way I've always pictured personal development, how I've always worked on and worked at my own personal development, is really through just exposing myself, you know, to these different books that Chris and I read, to the different podcasts that I listen to, that basically force me to stop and question why. And I think that that's the biggest, most important question. And yet so simple, it's literally one word. But I'm telling you guys, like, you will find so much more clarity in your life. I believe it'll bring so much more gratitude and happiness in your life if you can start asking yourself why. And I've talked about this on podcasts in the past, but like, the more we question why we're doing things, the more aware we can become of those actions that we're taking. Because a lot of times, I think a lot of us, just with how busy we get, it's very easy to just like get caught in the hamster wheel. And it's almost like, and I've done this, like literally, like, I think we even talked about this on a recent podcast, where like, it almost, you have to go through those circumstances, like, you know, a bachelor party or a friend trip or like Christina and I's wedding, to actually like give you a moment to like step out of your routine and actually like assess and think about what's even going on. Cause I think a lot of times, and I'm speaking from experience, like when I'm in that hamster wheel, it's like, I'm not even like thinking. I'm literally just like on autopilot, Terminator mode, like rinse, wash, repeat, go, go, go. And so I think a lot of times, like, we need to offer ourselves the space to even evaluate that. And that's what's so ironic. I was telling Christina, like, I've been making sauna more of a practice in my day to day. It's almost become a daily thing at this point, but that I think about it a lot. And I'm like, this for most people, like a lot of people talk about the mental benefit from the sauna. I'm like, this is probably the one moment that people give themselves, like literally like 10 to 20 minutes to just like get off the phone and actually like sit there and like just be and be present. And when you are in that state, you become so much more creative. You become so much more self-aware. So I just encourage you guys to, you know, find what practice works best for you, to just question why you're doing things. Because, you know, I think when we can do that, you know, why do I want to pursue this job? Why is, you know, this specific thing interesting me? Why am I, you know, having these thoughts about potentially, you know, doing something different, you know, for my professional career, if you're someone who's in that, you know, kind of in between. So like, there's so many different things that, you know, you guys can assess and evaluate and ask like why about. It's just a matter of, you know, finding out, you know, what are those things in my life that I need clarity on? And I need to start questioning myself and the decisions I'm making around those things.
Thinking back to a season in my life where I made a career change, personal development really was that thing that helped me figure out like what I truly wanted. And I think also, like you said, like reflecting on it is a huge piece, not only with yourself, but with someone in your life. And Zach and I talk about it all the time. For me, I like to journal about these kind of things. So when I was going through a season of change and figuring out like what was the next thing for me, like what made the most sense, what truly felt aligned with who I am, I had to read a lot of books on like what alignment looks like and understanding myself. And a lot of those books that we share all the time, we have a lot of podcast episodes on the PD books we recommend. I was listening to a lot of podcasts and then journaling like the pros and cons of this decision and really like being honest with myself. Like if you're in a situation where you're really leaning into personal development or making a change, whether that's with fitness or your career, you have to be very, very honest with yourself. And if you can't be, you have to have someone in your life to be very honest with you. And Zach and I are that for each other and
for our clients.
Yes. And when I was journaling, that's a personal development practice you can weave into, is I was listing out the pros and cons. I was listing out what I wanted my dream day to look like. That's something Zach did as well. And it really just helps you get clear on like what's possible for you. And this doesn't just apply to a career change or a season of life where you're trying to find clarity in that department. It can apply to any season of life. I think that at this age we're at, like I just turned 30 this year, we're in like our late 20s, early 30s. I know a lot of you guys are too. And no matter what age you're at, like we're all very pressured by timelines, I think, of like having the job, getting married, having the house, having kids. And I think that we can get really distracted by like what other people want for us and that pressure from other people. But I think if you get really clear on like who you are and what you want, like we talked about this before, we were house hunting while we were engaged and we were like, do we even want a house? Like one day we sat back and we were like, do we even want this? It just felt like the right thing to do because everyone else was doing it or like there was, you know, opportunities that came our way. And we really sat back and we were like, we're getting distracted. Like we need to focus on our businesses. We need to focus on our engagement and on ourselves. And by us doing that now, we like love the apartment we're in. We love like where we're at in our career and we planned an awesome wedding without being stressed. But if we had done all that at once or let the external pressure like cause us to give in, we would have been in a completely different place right now. And I think that timeline is something a lot of people get pressured by. So don't get distracted by what other people want for you or what other people are doing. Focus on like what you really want.
Yeah. And I missed out on talking about that in the earlier part of the episode. But, you know, when I was kind of talking through some of those distractions I was going through, you know, I realized after questioning myself and questioning these things, like Christine is talking about, like, I realized I already had everything right in front of me. Kind of like what she was describing, you know, with our process of looking and playing around with potentially buying. It's like, you know, we already had everything we want. Like, we don't need this yet. And so I think that that's something that's important is like, a lot of times, like, you know, when we do find that clarity, like a lot of times we are already on the trajectory that we wanted to be on in the first place. It just so happens we got distracted from that original path.
Yeah, and I think something that we haven't mentioned yet, and that's a huge piece of our personal development practice too, is just gratitude, because it really makes you understand, like we just were walking around our neighborhood one day or like walking through our day and just saying like how grateful we were for these certain pieces of our day. And we're like, we already have everything we want. And same thing happens with business or opportunities. Like we have everything we want, but we have to be clear on that. And I think personal development really helps you filter that out. And if you're already doing that and you're finding it hard to filter those things out or understand what you really want or even get what you want, especially when it comes to the fitness side of things, I think investing in yourself and a coach really helps too, because it helps you get really clear. And that's what we do for our clients. So I'm kind of going to dive into like the fitness side of things and how you can get distracted, because this was probably 50% of my fitness journey was being distracted by shiny object syndrome, which is like once you start something and then a new program pops up on your feed or a new diet pops up and you're like, oh, I want to try that. But you haven't given what you're currently doing enough time to actually work. So you're constantly holding yourself back from your full potential, because at the end of the day, like there's so many different ways people, you know, say to skin a cat in the fitness industry. Like there are so many different ways to create a calorie deficit. There's keto, there's tracking macros, there's mindful eating. There's so many different ways. But if you get distracted and you try doing five different things at once, like you're never going to master the basics, which is what we do for our clients. And one thing that really helped me understand this from a client perspective was when I hired a coach for business, and it helped me understand like, you don't need to have six different offers. You just need to have these two. This is your, you know, ideal client. And it has brought me so many amazing women in my community. But if I got distracted by different opportunities, like you can train in person, you can train online, you can join a coaching program. But like I've tried those things and I figured out what works well for me, because sometimes you have to have that trial and error too. But I think when you have a business coach or someone just guiding you who can see you in a different light and say like, hey, this is what I'm hearing aligns with you. This is what you want. Here's how we like go all in on that thing. And I think not getting distracted, it ultimately comes down to that, like going all in on one thing and sticking to it for long enough for it to work. So back to the fitness side of things, when I was program hopping, I think when Zach actually started programming for me, I was like buying program after program just because I program for clients all the time. And so I would invest in like different apps and have someone program for me essentially, but I would never stick with it for the full, like if it was a 12-week program, a 6-month, you know, like guide or ebook. And that's why I think guides and ebooks don't really stick for long. That's why we have apps for our clients. But it's something where I was hopping from program to program and I was never getting enough progressive overload to change my physique. My physique stayed the exact same. I think the same thing happens with a lot of women who hop from like workout class or coach to coach or influencer workout guide to influencer workout guide and diet to diet. Because I know as a woman, like we really get distracted on our phones. There's so much to consume and there's so many different people who are coaches or, you know, in that world of fitness. And it can get really distracting when you're like, oh, I want to do this thing. You see a testimonial and you're like, oh, I want that to be me. But like that person probably stuck with them for a year. Like when we post our client transformations, a lot of our clients have worked with us for long periods of time. It doesn't happen in 6 weeks. It doesn't happen in a month. Like you have to understand, like if you give something at least like 3 to 6 months, like it will work if you're consistent enough. Like it's not the program or the protocol that's the problem. It's the consistency that's the problem, because we're getting distracted by so many different things. So like I said, there's so many different methods, but if you master the basics, you won't get distracted by the fancy stuff or new program out there. And what made me realize this, just a reminder, especially as we talk about, you know, the podcast episode throughout the week, and it's a lot of like what you guys are asking, what our clients are asking. And I had a conversation with a client about how she had some time away. Like, she's worked with me a couple years ago. We've gone through two rounds of coaching, and this is kind of a life cycle of clients. We go through many different seasons of life. We go through seasons of cutting, seasons of reversing, seasons where clients need time off when they're in a busy season of life. And she told me that whole time we were apart for the past year, what she was listening to podcasts and like reading books and listening to experts. And she was like, everyone says the same thing that you told me to do. So she was like, I'm not going to go hire someone else ever. And she was like, I'm just going to come back to the person I saw success with who taught me the basics in the first place. And that's why we, on this podcast and with our clients, like, we really focus on the basics. And she was like, I was focusing on getting my hormones balanced, managing stress, like seeing body recomposition during menopause. But every single doctor, every single expert in the fitness space was telling me to strength train, to get proper sleep, to hydrate, to eat whole foods, focus on protein. And she was like, it's just the accountability layer for a lot of people. It's just, we get so distracted by other things. Like, you just need one coach to tell you, like, keep going, like, just focus on these basics, take it one day at a time, one week at a time, and don't let yourself get distracted by other things. And that's why we do teach, or we coach clients in a very customized, like, high touch way, where like, we can use different methods, but our overall coaching style is the same. We teach clients the basics, we teach them to be consistent, we allow for flexibility, and it's not so strict that you want to deviate and go do something else that's less strict. So like, just by focusing on like what one person is telling you versus listening to six different, you know, coaches on podcasts, following all these people on Instagram, investing in a masterclass and program it, all at the same time, like, you're going to hear conflicting opinions, and it can get very overwhelming when you don't know which is right. But like, investing in one person and following one program for long enough to see it work, I would say, like I said, give it 3 to 6 months without getting distracted, and you'll really see the progress you're looking for.
I think that's one of the biggest problems in the fitness industry as a whole, is like, there's all of these different ways you can achieve these goals and do these things. But it's, if you don't know, kind of like from our standpoint as coaches, like, how to cipher through all of that, you don't know which to prioritize. And so a really good example of this is like, Chris and I will have clients come into our coaching program, and, you know, we are literally just starting out, you know, with like a calorie goal, like basic calorie goal and protein goal to hit consistently. And it's like, you know, they're asking like, hey, should I intermittently fast? How many meals should I eat a day? What should the timing be of my meals? And it's like, all of those things are great, but let's like win at the calorie goal first. And then maybe we can focus on some of those things if it's absolutely necessary. But you hitting the calorie goal is going to supersede meal timing, how many meals you eat that day, etc. So, you know, this is where we, I think it's so important, especially for, you know, us as we help clients, is like, you know, nine times out of 10, our job is literally helping, like, basically we have to like break down all of this BS that clients have basically been fed online for like years and years and years, and then like basically reteach them the basics. Like, that's the irony of, you know, a lot of what we do. Now, there's a lot of like very advanced, you know, little things kind of behind the scenes, you know, that we're not talking about here, but like the meat of a lot of what we're doing in our coaching program is breaking down all of this stuff that people have basically like been groomed to believe, to just get them to realize and focus more consistent on these basic little things.
Yeah. And I think that, and we're always like keeping it real with you guys, like, this was us back in the day. Like, yeah, you guys are not alone in that. Like, we were fed so much, and we had to break down like years and years and years of like what we've seen online and try to figure out like what works for us. And that takes so long.
Like I had to break, yeah, I had to basically fail through like all of these different dieting strategies and techniques and all this BS that I saw for years, like, just to realize like, hey dude, like, you just actually have to be in a calorie deficit. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, you can eat all these fats and proteins and low carb if you want to do keto, but if you're not in a calorie deficit, like, you ain't gonna lose weight.
Yeah.
So like, that's the irony, is like, we get so caught up in these nuances, and it's like, if you're not actually doing the thing, which is achieving a calorie deficit, we're not gonna see the weight loss, we're not gonna see the fat loss. So it's just like ironic how we get like all these little nuances we get so distracted by that just take us away from actually doing the thing.
And at the end of the day, that distraction typically comes from, like I said before, that external validation or that external pressure from other people. But I think that, like I said, having someone in your life to talk to about it and like kind of pull back those layers of like BS is super helpful. And really focusing on like internal validation, like what actually feels good to you. So like pulling it back to like the career side of things, if you are wanting to get a promotion or you're wanting to move over to a new career and get like a higher position, and you're talking to your partner and you're like, oh, I really want this promotion because of X, Y, and Z. And then it's like, do you really want the responsibility that comes with it? Do you really want the extra hours that come along with it or working overtime? But if you think about like what you really like about your job, are you no longer going to be doing the things that you actually like? So it's like sometimes a title seems very flashy and distracting, but really like, do you want work-life balance? Do you want quality time with your partner? Do you want to have more flexibility to work from home? And so I, like I said, like to put it on paper and journal, because then in your face, you see that the cons are outweighing the pros and you're like, wait a second, is where I'm at better than where I you know, quote, want to be?
Yeah. And I mean, you'll remember this, Christina, but like when I was in the crossroads of like literally very close to opening a gym, like a physical gym myself, going in with a partner, like that was a time in my life where this applies perfectly, where, you know, deep down, I really just wanted to be doing what we're doing, but I was getting distracted by this idea of external validation through having a physical brick and mortar location, like the external validation that I will get from, you know, my community, my peers, if I open this, you know, brick and mortar facility, because guess what? That's just like what anybody knows when it comes to health and fitness is like a lot of people can comprehend like what a brick and mortar gym is. A lot of people can't comprehend what a online business is. So like my ego and my pride was like, hey, do this thing. But then deep down internally, what did I really value? I valued my time. I valued my freedom to be able to travel and explore, do things that I love with my now wife, Christina, and, you know, and our future family. But, you know, if I owned a gym and if I was in there all of the time, 7 days a week, especially for the better part of the first several years of it being open while it's getting up and running, like that didn't really align with what I really wanted deep down. So I think that's like a perfect example of like where, and this has hit me multiple times throughout my life, but that's a really good example of where like, you know, I thought I wanted something, but it was really just an external validating kind of move versus like really leaning into what I wanted internally, which is what I'm doing now. So I followed the right path, but I think it's, you know, it's one of those things where, you know, we can be in those very touchy decisions. And if we don't stick to our guns, if we don't stick to our values and what we personally truly value deep down, maybe not even what the person across from you values deep down, you know, that's really where you guys will start living a life of happiness. Because I can honestly say, you know, we see it all the time. There's a lot of people out there not living the life that they actually want to be living. They're living somebody else's life. Maybe it was, you know, their parents' kind of vision for them, or maybe it was, you know, just what the world around them, you know, kind of groomed them to believe. And this is why I think like as we get older, you know, this is something that's so touchy and like so dangerous, because we see it all, like you guys see it all the time. Like the older we get, the more set in our ways we get, the less open-minded I would say, you know, we are. We know plenty of people, 30s, 40s, 50s plus, who are very set in their ways and who are not about to change their mindset, unfortunately. So with that said, keep an open mind, you know, focus on, you know, what you guys really value deep down. Focus on your interests, the things that fire you up, the things that energize you, also the things that maybe bring you down or that, you know, suck the energy out of you. You know, really identify those things in your life that are benefiting you and that aren't benefiting you, and that you can get clear on living a life that's aligned with you, your values, and really just how you want to live.
Yeah, and I think that's where you get the power to like change it. Like you do have the power to change like the position you're in, but if you don't know who you are on a deep level or what you even want, like you won't have the confidence, the discipline, the willpower to overcome the adversity that's going to come along the way. And tying it back to the fitness side of things on how the external validation versus internal validation kind of comes into play is, and you can use this for yourself if you're not a client of ours, but what we do is we get really, really clear on goals. Like when we bring a client on, we're like, okay, what's your long-term goal? How can we break that down into a short-term goal over like the next 3 to 6 months? And then how can we break that down into like daily, weekly goals that we're going to focus on staying consistent with? And then over time, you look back 6 months from now and you're exactly where you want to be because of that daily execution. But a lot of times we can get distracted by, okay, I want to weigh what I did in high school. Okay, why do you want to weigh what you did in high school? There's typically not, you know, a good reason for that. Or why do you want to, like if there's certain diets you want to try, like we ask clients to list out their why. And a lot of times it's like, I want to live a lifestyle I can maintain year round when I travel through the holidays, when I have a family, I want to maintain low levels of stress. I want to feel confident. So a lot of times it's not like you want to weigh what you wore in high school. You just want to feel confident in what you're wearing. And that may take body recomposition. It may take a cycle of reverse dieting and fat loss. But if we get distracted by like, I want to do keto, we tie it back and we're like, okay, wait a second. Remember when you said you wanted a lifestyle you can take with you anywhere? You can't do that with keto, or you can't do that with a lot of, you know, certain methods that are out there kind of flashing in your face that make you think like, this is the way. But really, like, that may work for someone else. But ultimately, at the end of the day, like, what's going to work for you long term is something you can stick to, something that's balanced. And a lot of times when you list out your why, it gets really clear of like what is distracting you. Like, a lot of people, we coach a lot of parents and people who are, you know, even pregnant. And it's like, I want to live a lifestyle like that my kids will look up to and say, like, you know, mom and dad lived a healthy lifestyle. They're here for a really long time because of the decisions that they made. They're in control of their health. And a lot of the distractions are not sustainable. They're not something that like younger you or your kid, you know, would be proud of you for doing. If it's like you're, you know, under eating, like that's not something that you're going to have a lot of energy to keep up with your kids. And if that's your why, we'll always circle it back and be like, here's what you're here for. Here are your goals. Like, this distraction doesn't align with where you want to be, but it may feel like it in this moment. But if we tie it back to your values and what your long-term goals are, it's just a distraction. And then we can cipher it out. And it kind of creates that filter that Zach and I talked about that took years and years and years for us to build up. And we want to help keep you guys from getting distracted, because I probably would have reached the physique I have now 10 years ago if I had stopped getting distracted by bad diets and yo-yo dieting and doing program, hopping without any progressive overload. And I'm someone like, I went to school for exercise science. I had my master's in exercise science. Like, think about how much that distraction like frustrated me. And we know you guys are getting frustrated by it because you see so-and-so achieving their goals and it may seem easy to them, but maybe they found what works for them and they haven't got distracted. And you just have to do the exact same thing. And that's what we wanted today's episode to help you with, whether it's fitness, whether it's business. You guys know, we'll always help you guys learn from our mistakes and keep you guys on the right path with the basics. So thank you guys so much for listening. We appreciate every time you guys leave a review, share it on your story, tag us, tag Life Rewired, and we will see you guys next week.
Peace out, guys.